Welcome to the Life Through the Lens with Stan podcast.
And welcome back to Life Through the Lens. As I always say, and I'll start on probably on every podcast episode I do, a big thank you to all the support. Kind messages that I've been getting. The stats have been amazing when I've been checking them out. I cannot believe how many people are actually listening. So I thoroughly enjoy making these and just coming up with some new sort of topics to discuss. But what have I been doing for the last couple of weeks? So as you would have heard, we got Mrs. Stat Kaz on for the first interview, and then went through and tinkered with a few things about how it's going to work with an interview. She was actually on a wireless microphone setup from Rode, and which worked even better than what I sounded. So the location I was at the time obviously wasn't, whatever I was doing wasn't working. I sounded quite echoey. I'm thinking her microphone might have picked up my voice, so that's something I've sort of got to explore with interviews. But aside from that, getting ready to go over to Kangaroo Island on Friday, which is going to be really well timed. It's been a hell of a start to 2024 in this household. Working in schools certainly has its challenges at times, but really looking forward to getting away for 4 days. I've made the jump into a, well, where do I start with this? I'm going to be heading down the rabbit warren of film photography, which will be, I'll discuss it more in another episode, but got myself a couple of film cameras and a whole bunch of film. I'm probably going to regret the decision. I know there's a lot of learning in that, but I've been getting into more retro looking photos of late. For those of you that are on my Instagram, you would know or possibly know that I've started a second Instagram page, The Stat 2.0. And went out and did a bit of a short session on the weekend. There's a couple of really old, I would say 1940s buildings, just near one of the schools that I work at. And went out for a quick session yesterday with Kaz, only for about an hour, sort of pinpointed a couple of locations where I wanted to shoot, and I wanted to go for a really blown out, real harsh lighting, almost film look in anticipation of getting the film cameras. And it was a lot of fun. We ended up going to some cool retro looking laundromat on the way home as well. So I saw some CCTVs in there and I thought to myself, what are they thinking as they're watching me just go around with a camera in this empty laundromat? But it was, yeah, they turned out really well. So I'm pretty excited about getting into film and trying something different and sort of letting the leash off of myself a bit with Stat 2.0 and just really exploring different stuff and not worrying if it all meshes up in the Instagram grid on my main page, because I do get a bit funny about that. And it's also getting away from nudie photography, which is something I absolutely love. But at the same time, I've sort of built, I guess, my brand on my main Instagram page to be that sort of moody photography. And it's almost difficult to release a beautiful bird shot that I might have got or something that's a bit different than what I would normally do. And that's where 2.0 is really going to be a lot of fun, I think. But, yeah, more on that in a future episode with film. I'm pretty excited. We'll get started. So today I wanted to talk about, to sort of paint a picture. I reached out to the my Instagram audience a few weeks ago with some topics that they'd like to hear, and I had a lot of feedback, which was really cool. And some of my friends on there provided multiple topics, which I really appreciate the enthusiasm for, which is it's cool. And I'm glad you're able to be so interactive, I guess. With that, one of the questions I was given was shooting solo or shooting with friends, or sort of going out with friends. And it's a really good one. Instagram's, it's a funny one, because It's a really solid little community I've noticed in Adelaide. And being a former YouTuber, where I, in my opinion, there's no community or very limited community, that was one of the, I guess, the things that I really loved about Instagram when I sort of switched over to photography. So I'll go back through, I guess, my story with, I guess, the pros and, well, not really the pros and the cons, about my experiences beginning photography, not knowing anyone, to where I sort of am now. And I guess that gives a bit of a guide into answering that question. So when I began to switch to focus on photography, which was about 2 years ago, give or take, I was cautious in interacting or asking questions because like any niche, especially art, a lot of artists or creators can be a bit, snobby or cagey. And as I've said in a previous episode, I'm certainly guilty of that myself. And I sort of get it. If you put a lot of work into your craft and then you have someone come by and start asking, I guess, not intimate questions about how do you do things, but I guess it is. I don't know if that's the right word, but especially questions like, oh, where's that? Or how did you do that? I get that. And that's why I sort of started off, you know, a bit sort of sheepish when I got into photography. And when I started photography and was going out for sessions, I was doing this purely on my own or with my wife and daughter, exactly the same way I would do my vlogs on my YouTube channel. And I have the fondest memories and still make memories doing this. It's become the norm for me to take my camera when the three of us go anywhere, you know, whether that be even something as simple as apple picking a couple of weeks ago up in the Adelaide Hills. I'll certainly get the eye roll from my daughter Jazz in particular, but she's sort of used to it now. You know, wherever I go, the camera goes. It's almost like a brother or sister to her. I think going back to the start, though, I think the penny sort of dropped one evening with me. I would probably have been shooting photography or maybe for 2 or 3 months. That was probably about 18 months ago, maybe. I think it was around October from memory, 2022, if I'm be correct. I remember it was around Halloween. And my wife was out with her friends for dinner and Jazz was at a birthday party that night. It was a Saturday night and I was completely alone. And so I thought I'll get the camera and go for a drive down to where I grew up, which was around the Moana Seaford southern suburbs of Adelaide, which is, yeah, where I sort of, grew up. I'm sort of not still getting used to not being around that way. But anyway, that's another story. Thought I'd get some golden hour action down at Moana, perhaps work my way back up the coast, Port Nolunga, Christie's Beach, the Southport Stairs. I enjoyed the shoot, but I just couldn't help but have this sadness though. I was out by myself and I thought to myself, how fun would it have been to have been with others, I guess like-minded individuals. I personally think loneliness is one of the saddest things a human can go through. I hate seeing or even hearing people being lonely. I don't know what it is about that word lonely, but it just, it really pulls at the heartstrings. Not that I was feeling sorry for myself. I went back home that night and had a sort of checked out what I got and I was happy with the results. So I still remember those photos actually. There was a real nice sunset down at Port Nolunga Jetty. I'd been admiring a few local photographers' work for some time. One person who stood out for me was Lotsa Liam, actually, Lottie. This person had the coolest and most creative work. It was like really colour pops. It was almost like I can't even explain, like almost graffiti colours, that real bright sort of, I don't know, it was, I just remember because I didn't know a lot of terminology back then, but I remember the first photo I saw of theirs though, and this is quite a funny story. I was on Instagram and I was looking and I was scrolling through my feed and I saw this picture. I was following a Lua Beach Retreat, which I've mentioned in previous episodes is a place that I've stayed in Kangaroo Island. And I saw that she took a photo whilst she was over there. And I was a bit sort of taken back. I was annoyed to think that someone else was staying at that place that I stayed at all the time. Because when you go somewhere and you stay at a hotel, you don't want to know that other people have stayed in that room, in that bed. Anyway, But her shots were incredible. The colors and that real grunge look. It was just it's something I've never seen before. Photography for me, probably years ago, I look at it and think, oh yeah, that person's a cool photographer. He's taken that sunset well, or she's taken this well. But I've never really looked into it. As a real, I guess, an artistic eye into it like I would with video. But that's when I started really looking into photography. Was through lots of Liam. And funny enough, I remember that night I recall messaging her or commenting on a photo, and then she started chatting to me a bit. And I think it just came up in conversation that I just got back from going out on a shoot by myself, and I didn't really sulk or anything. I wasn't trying to get attention, but she was really kind to me and said, hey, you can come out and shoot with me sometime, which, I mean, that just turned my night completely into a positive experience. I was that excited. Even though it's not like me to go out and meet others, because to give you a bit of context, the mates that I have in my life have all been since primary school. I am truly grateful for that. I am so lucky, and I know I'm lucky. We all know that we're lucky because we've, five of us, we've always sort of gelled together, and we might go months at a time with not even speaking to each other. But as soon as we do, it's just like going back to like it was even 20 years ago. But yes, I've met other friends through work and et cetera, but my friends from primary school are my core friends. They're my OGs. But sadly, I was always the creative one, I guess, out of the group of us. There's probably another one that was into photography. I think he still is. I keep asking him to go out and on occasions, but hopefully he will one day. That's not to say that they're not supportive of what I do. They've always been incredible with their support of all my sort of creative things that I do. But anyway, so it was a couple of months later with lots of Liam. That first meet and greet wouldn't be until February. Christmas and holidays sort of got in the way. And then we finally met up on the first night of Fringe last year. I remember shitting myself. I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I going to go see some strangers in town? It's just so out of my comfort zone. It turns out we ended up having a great night, and she's obviously a very easygoing individual. But it ended up causing a bit of a domino effect. Ended up meeting several others last year, some by chance when we've been out and about, some through meeting up. And there are many of them that I've met for a brief moment or just that one time, and I'd love to meet again. And some I've wanted to meet, but I haven't done so yet. So that's it's quite nice. As I said, the community in Adelaide with photography is really cool. And it's so strange. You know, you'll be out and about and you'll see this familiar face and then you realize who it is. Anytime I'm out now and I see another photographer, there's been a few instances where you sort of look at each other and you ask yourself, do I know you? And it's quite funny. You see a guy holding a camera and you sort of almost eyeball each other for a second to sort of work out who it is. That happened. It was a funny instance last year on the Southport stairs, and we both sort of knew who each other were, but we weren't 100% sure. Well, I wasn't. And then I think I got in the car and worked it out and messaged him, and he said, yeah, it was you, and blah, blah, blah. It's quite funny how it works. So shooting with other like-minded creatives is fantastic, and you learn so much from your friends. I've learned so much from my friends. It's pushed me to do things outside of my comfort zone and see places I hadn't seen. Because you sort of collaborate when you're walking around and shooting and you're always talking, you know, photography with each other, which is great. But in saying that, I've also learned that it's good to sometimes fly solo and shoot by myself. What I'm trying to say is when I started vlogging on my YouTube channel, Just That, I was in my little bubble with Jazzy and Kaz, and as I said, I've got fond memories of shooting YouTube stuff with those two, and they've tried a few times to get me to shoot vlogs again, and I wish my heart was in it. I really do, but it's just not. YouTube, there's a lot of editing involved with vlogs. I mean, some of you guys know the amount of hours I can put into a reel, and that being an end of month dump with like a photo dump. I mean, some of those 30 seconds of footage can take me hours to do. And that's the same with vlogs. I mean, any minute of a vlog, if I'm doing a 15-minute vlog, that could take me 15 hours to edit. So there's a lot involved compared to photography, where the editing is just a, you know, sit back on your laptop or your iPad and just chill and edit a few photos and they're good to go. Or, you know, if you're really working on one, you might spend a half an hour on one shot. I don't know. So in answer to my question, or in answer to the question for this episode, shooting solo versus shooting with friends or shooting with a group. I like them both. I like it all equally. I think, yeah, if the opportunity presents itself to go and shoot with someone else, absolutely, I will do it, especially with people that I've become fond of and close to. I still think if I was to meet another stranger, you know, someone I've been friendly with on Instagram and go out for a shoot with them, I still have my heart in my mouth before I rock up. That's just social anxiety, I guess. But yeah, definitely equal. I love shooting with Kaz and Jazz, just going out for a family day, especially when I'm a bit wound up. I don't mind sort of just being in my comfort zone with those two. Love going out and shooting with the friends that I've made in the last 12 months or so. And even sometimes by myself, I don't mind that either. So it's all equal. It's all as much fun. And it's enjoyable as long as you're out and shooting, I think. I'm very thankful for Instagram and meeting other creatives that speak the same language. And as most creatives or artists are eccentric, as I know I am, being able to be yourself with your people that understand you, that's really cool. So that's Friends of Photography, done and dusted. That was a really good question. Thank you for that one. And feel free to email or message me. My email should be on the episode information down below. But also feel free to hit me up on Instagram, send me a message. I won't buy it. And just, yeah, if you want me to talk about anything, that'd be fantastic. If there's anyone you want me to try and get on for an interview, I'll try my best. So yeah, coming up, we've got a few more episodes still for season one before I start getting into some interviews. I'm hoping later in the months, as I said, next week, which will be, well, whilst you're hearing this episode, I will be on my way back from KI. So I might do a dedicated episode about Kangaroo Island, because on this trip, I'm pretty much seeing things that I haven't seen before. So I'm almost at the stage I can say that I've covered most of the island with all my trips, so that my time's over there, which is really cool. So looking forward to talking about that. I'm going to see you next time on Life Through the Lens. Take care, guys. Bye.